Hey everybody! Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Break with Mel. I'm obviously Melody, as you hopefully know by now and by the title. Every time we have a podcast, we drink coffee.
That's right.
So, I have quite a bit to talk about today, a little bit here and there. I'm gonna apologize for extra background noise. I don't have a microphone right now. I'm literally using my AirPods. I'm walking around in my bathroom. Kind of like walking helps me talk, I guess. Like back and forth. I don't know. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And if you do, make sure to, I don't know what it's called. Just follow my podcast. Add my podcast. I don't know what that's really called. But so I'm going to put my sponsor on and then we'll get on with today's Coffee Break with Mel. So I've got a lot of changes going on in my life right now. For the most part, pretty good. I'm getting a new job. So I've been at my old job for like, I don't know, 2+ years, working as a cashier, you know. It kind of gets like boring after a while. Not saying that the job was bad, that the people were bad, but like the job in general can get pretty boring. Like a lot of time you just kind of standing there or just doing little things, and it's just like it got old after a while because I'd been there for so long. Eventually I was like, you know, I kind of want a break from this, honestly. Like, not even a break, but so I applied for a summer job at this like a little amusement park. I'm really excited about it. I'm gonna be cooking there, so if anybody goes there, maybe don't eat there. No, I'm just kidding. I actually love cooking, so hopefully it'll be all right. I've got a lot of friends, well, hopefully they consider me a friend, friends that work there. I'm really sorry for the background noise. I don't know if you guys can hear it or not, and my dog in the background. But yeah, I'm going to be cooking there, and I might be doing some other stuff too, maybe ride attendant, who knows, but I think it'll be a good change from standing around being, a cashier all day to start doing cooking stuff and whatnot. I think it'll be pretty fun, especially if I get to work with some of the people I know there. It'll be good. But the drive is kind of far, honestly. Well, it's not far, actually. It's like an hour. But like, there's a lot of people I feel like that are trying to get me away from going there. Like, I don't know, some people I work with. I don't really know. Maybe they're just like being honest with what they say. But honestly, if I carpool half the time, I'm only working there 4 days a week. So I'd be only driving there back and forth like 2 days a week if the whole carpooling thing works out. So honestly, gas isn't going to be really an issue. And my car's pretty good on gas. So, I mean, I'm not too worried about it, you know. I think it'll be good. I'm making good money too, so it'll be worth it, you know. I can afford things and I can make good money. But I'll be, like, working kind of more, but not really. I mean, not too much more. I mean, I'll be working, like, I don't know, 8-hour days, but it'll be pretty fun, I think. But, yeah, so that's a big change in my life. I just came back from vacation, and during the vacation is when I decided I wanted to get a new job, because I saw an ad on Facebook or whatever. But, yeah, I went to visit my grandparents in Florida, and it was fun. I mean, I ate out a lot, which probably isn't healthy for me, and had a lot of nice coffee, which again, probably isn't healthy for me, but, you know, our motto here, coffee tastes good, so just drink it. I mean, that's not really a motto, but I guess it can be now, but, yeah, a lot of nice coffee. I went to the zoo. Yeah, a lot of today's podcast is gonna be kind of like a catch-up, because, you know, I haven't made one so long, and actually, I don't know how many days ago it was, I started trying to make it a podcast, and I was being pretty consistent. It was like, I don't know, it was kind of long. I wasn't done with it yet, but I was literally sitting in my car recording it. It was so hot out, I couldn't finish it, and if I were to finish it now, I would have been off track, because I honestly don't even remember where I was at, or like, how I was talking, you know, but yeah, I tried recording it, and then it got really hot, and I lost focus. I was like, you know what, I'm not feeling this today. And I didn't record it, so now I'm recording a new one. So the podcast is kind of pushed back, I guess, if I end up doing it on a weekly basis, who knows. But yeah, yep, my last day of work is on Tuesday. I'm going to walk out that door and be like, I'm headed for a new direction. You know, because I'm going to college soon. I need new experience. Because, like, being in the same place for 2 years at a job that you would not, most people would not consider a for-life job, you know. Most people, their goal isn't to work at a grocery store for the rest of their lives. I'm sorry. I mean, there's some people, I guess, that like working there, but I'm really sorry. I couldn't work at a grocery store for the rest of my life. Like, it's a good job to have. Like when you're in school and you learn good communication skills and whatnot, but I couldn't ever. I'm sorry. And I end up smelling like fried food when I get home because of the deli there. So it's like I couldn't, not for the rest of my life. I mean, yeah, I'll be cooking at this amusement park, but obviously this job isn't gonna be for the rest of my life. Like this is just learning skills from when I get to college, so I have more like experience for when I have another job. Or when I get a real job in the future, good communication skills and whatnot. So, you know, turn for the good. I had a list written one day for my podcast, but honestly, I don't know where that list went. I know Bo Burnham was on it because, like, I've been listening to his new album, and it's gonna sound kind of sad. Please don't call me a fake fan, but like I guess you can if you really want to. I found some of the songs on TikTok, but at first I didn't know that they were his songs. So I mean, I guess I really heard about him when I heard people talking about him. And so I'm into Apple Music, which is also where, well, Apple Podcasts, which is also where you can find this podcast or any platform. I heard about him from somebody, and so, you know, I looked him up, and his Inside album is really a mood, especially the Shit song. Oh my god, do I relate to that album. Like, I could call Bo Burnham my dad, honestly. He's such a kind of one. But, but yeah, you should check him out. It's a comedy type song, so if you... I mean, they're not really offensive, I guess, but, like, if you're not really into, like, comedy, like, a little bit more on the extreme side, then, I mean, maybe you don't listen to it. But, honestly, most people my age are, like, I don't know, 20s or whatever, millennials, Gen Z, who knows, I think would relate to it. Like, honestly, you'll get a good laugh out of it, especially if you go onto Netflix and you watch The Inside, like, I don't know, it's basically a big music video with all the, like, things together that he made because he couldn't do a live performance for his, like, album or whatever, but it's really good, it's pretty funny, relatable, so definitely recommend for people to check out, it's really good. But yeah, I'm actually getting senior photos today. You know, it's kind of weird thinking about it, honestly, and actually I think this was on my list anyways. It's like, these past 4 years of being in high school, and maybe even adding middle school to that, like, they've flown by, and it's kind of depressing to look or think about anyways. Sorry. Because, like, you think when you're in, I don't know, 7th grade to 9th grade, those 3 years, you think you have all the time in the world to get ready for college and think about what you're going to do, and half the time you don't even think about it because you say, oh, I don't need to worry about that. But honestly, time goes quick, whether you want to admit that or not. And I'm already here. I'm getting into my senior year. Right today, I'm going to be taking senior photos. I don't even look like a senior. I look like a 4-year-old. And everybody asks me, oh, are you a 9th grade? Okay, it's either, when they come to the register, it's either, oh, how old are you? You don't look like you can work here. So 14, or, oh, are you in college? I don't know how it looked like I was in college, but, so I'll take it, I guess, but it's either way. I mean, honestly, I don't think I look like I'm old enough for college, but I'll take the compliment, I guess. Until I'm older, then I don't want to be seen as older. But, yeah, it's just, it's crazy. And it's kind of depressing, too, because you look at the ahead and it's like your life's gonna be on repeat for the, well, maybe not repeat, but you're gonna wake up, eat breakfast, go to work, have a lunch break at work, go back to work, go home for dinner. So that would be like 5 days a week, and then do something on the weekend, I guess. But it's just, it's crazy to think about when you're a, I don't know, 10-year-old, and you're playing with your toys in your room, you think nothing of the adult life, or you say, oh, I can't wait till I'm an adult because I can do anything I want. Well, that's not how the real world works, and if you have a job, you already know it's kind of, you're already starting that road to the adult life on repeat, is you have a job now, you have responsibilities, you have to do things, and it's just, it's kind of depressing, because you're this young child, and then you snap your fingers, and it's a blink of an eye, whatever metaphor you want to use, whatever, and you're an adult. And half a year from now, I'm going to be 18, and I'm going to have to apply to colleges, and all that kind of stuff, and it's crazy, honestly. I know, like, a lot of people aren't even ready. It's just happened all so fast, and it's, like I talked about in my other podcast, it's like, you see all these people that already know what they're doing, and you don't even know what you're doing, and it's scary, honestly, because you don't know what you're going to do, and you're not, like, 100% sure, and you're still looking into things, so it's, it goes by quick, honestly. If there's anybody young out there listening to this podcast for whatever reason, what I suggest is you start looking into that kind of stuff and preparing. And you're probably telling yourself right now, and I'm sorry if you can hear my dog. He's being really loud. Ian, okay. But what was I saying? My one piece of advice I would give you if you're listening to this and you're younger, start looking into that kind of stuff now, because if you wait, you're going to be overwhelmed with all the stuff you have to do and look into. And do it early, because then you have an easier time picking out where you want to go, what you're going to need for financially, like stuff like that. Like, start doing it early. And something I would also recommend that I didn't do as much of, which I'm sort of regret now, and I hope my college application still look good, and I might do some stuff this year and hope that it looks good on my college resume. Join clubs. Do that kind of stuff. I mean, I play a sport, so I guess that's something for now. But get yourself involved in the community and whatever, because if you don't, you're going to be like me, and you're going to be like, what do I do now? You know, I regret doing that because, you know, I mean, the reason I did that was because I was starting to feel overwhelmed by all the obligations I had. But now I'm feeling overwhelmed by all the things I wish I would have done. So I wish I would have been more overwhelmed with having that kind of stuff than where I'm at now, because my college application will look way better. And there's just things that I was going to do that would look good for college and things I would enjoy that I can't even do now because COVID, and they can't have me intern at the place I wanted to intern at. So it's like, everything's kind of pooping on me, honestly. I honestly don't know, but yeah, it's just, it goes by fast, you know? And yeah. And right now I'm walking back and forth and just talking. Honestly, it's helping me come up with a lot more material, because I don't have a list of stuff to talk about, and it's like, I'm thinking of what to talk about as I'm walking around and just talking about things, and actually, I think I've talked about most of the stuff that was on my list of stuff to talk about: Bo Burnham, school, senior stuff, vacation. I forgot what to talk about first, but, oh, there's an ant on the floor. I gotta switch it. Sorry, guys, hold on. Okay. But yeah. Wow, it's been 13 minutes already. I'm on the clock thing. But, I say already, I need to think of more material to talk about, because I'm getting ready for my senior photos, but I'm trying to give myself, like, I'm trying to wait to do my hair, because my photos aren't until, like, 3 hours from now. So I'm giving myself a little more time, and I decided to just record a podcast, because why not? I mean, I made coffee, and it made me think of it, so.
Okay, guys, so I was reviewing a little bit of the podcast I already recorded, and I just realized that my AirPods the whole time were not connected. So I apologize about the audio or if it got quiet. I know my bathroom is pretty echoey, but hopefully my phone didn't pick up too much more noise than my AirPods would have. Or if you heard my dog whining in the background, he just likes to be a baby, so. Yeah, hopefully that wasn't too much of an issue. That was kind of annoying, and I'm glad I noticed it now instead of earlier. So I just wasted a lot of AirPod battery just walking back and forth with them turned off. Well, that they weren't turned off. My Bluetooth on my phone was turned off, so that was very convenient. Guys, I honestly need help. I don't know what to talk about, and every time I try and put ask me questions up like on my Instagram and stuff. Like, nobody responds, or if somebody does respond, it'll be like three people, and then there's like no point in doing it because that'd be like a 3 minute episode, well, like a 10 or less minute episode, and that'd be pretty boring. But yeah, I don't have a lot of material today. I should have wrote down more topic ideas. I'm gonna try and keep going with it, quite honestly, because come on, I 2 minute, well, I don't know, like 15 minute podcast. It's kind of not a pod. I don't know. I feel like short podcasts aren't as like as fun to listen to, but you guys might have to deal with it this week or month. Who knows when I'm gonna upload next. But yeah, guys, I need help. I don't know what to record. Let's see. So, I'm debating whether I want to dye my hair again or let it grow out because, and this is really random from the other stuff I was talking about, I guess, but because my natural hair, like, it isn't bad, but I'm so used to being blonde and everybody knowing me as being blonde that thinking about being like brown hair, like brunette or whatever you want to call it, even though technically it's a really dark shade of blonde. It's like weird to think about because I've always had dyed hair, which probably is really unhealthy, and my health, like real hair, is probably a lot healthier, but I don't know. It's just, I don't know what to do, guys, because if I grow it out, I don't like it, I'm gonna have to deal with it being grown, like growing it out because whatever. But then if I dye it, and then I'm gonna end up just killing my hair again. For where it is healthy, 'cause it's growing out. But I don't know. If you guys ever just wanna shoot me a message and let me know what you guys think I should do with my hair, it'd be very appreciated. Everybody's telling me I should grow it out. So maybe this is like my own personal conflict because even though people tell me, oh, grow it out or dye it again, it's like I don't know what I want, which is probably the most important thing. I shouldn't care about people's opinions like I always do. But I don't know. It's pretty difficult because I don't really know. Like, I wish I had a button on me. So, like, if I want to be blonde one day, like actual hair, not a wig, I could press that button, be blonde for the day. And then if I wanted brown hair one day, I could press the button and be brown haired for a day instead of dyeing my hair every other week, like I would be if I acted upon my emotional insides my brain, so I won't act out on that or shave my head, don't worry, guys. But no, I'm in a personal conflict with what I want to do with my hair. No, I won't. Actually, I do cut my own hair sometimes instead of having to go to a hairdresser, which sounds crazy, and you guys are probably gonna judge me, but it's a lot cheaper than paying, I don't know, $50 to get an inch cut off your hair. And I just like, I split it in two, then I measure it out. And then I just cut that, and then I make sure it's even. If it's not even, I just have somebody cut it even. Well, usually it turns out even anyways, and you can't really tell that I did it. Not to be cocky or whatever, but it saves money, and I don't really care. I mean, the only time I would go, just so you guys aren't like concerned for me, is if I needed a lot cut off, or I needed like a certain style, or if I was dyeing my hair, I would. I hate using box dye. I used to when I was younger, and I was literally killing my hair, and it would turn out really shitty and look like SpongeBob be all yellow and brassy and disgusting. Like, you should look at pictures of me in seventh grade. Like, anybody that knew me in seventh grade, no, you didn't, okay? You didn't know her. She's a different person now. Not same person. That Melody moved away, okay? I've had a glow up, not to be cocky again, but I'm serious. I've had a glow up, and I don't want to look back at my seventh grade years. Those were scary, scary times. Like, I did not have friends. Well, I mean, nothing's really changed, but that's besides the point. I looked scary. I was scary. And yeah, it was not a good time. But then I got prettier. And now I'm not saying anybody needs to change for validation, but on my own, like my own terms or what I think of myself, I'm glad I had my glow up because that hair and that style was just not it. I'm sorry. For me. Like, that style could maybe work for somebody else, like that dressing wise, but that's just not my style anymore. Like, I've grown from that. I like being cute, or I like being, I don't know, sporty. Maybe I'm being cocky and I'm none of those things, and you guys are like, what the heck are you talking about? You look like garbage and whatever, but I like the way I dress and I like the way I make myself appear, except for when I'm depressed, because then I look like a potato, but that's besides the point, guys. But yeah, that's why I'm like happy about today taking my photos, because I can dress up, can do my makeup, and like just feel good about myself, you know, and take pictures for my senior pictures. Like, honestly, senior pictures are probably gonna be like one of my favorite things about this year, because that maybe I sound really self-absorbed, and maybe I've grown to be a little bit more self-absorbed since I've had my glow up. Because, like, I'm realizing that, like, I'm happy with the way I look, and now I have braces too, so I'm pretty happy with the way things are going, like, outside wise. Like, don't assume that I'm doing all right just based on my looks, because just because somebody's pretty does not mean they're happy. But yeah, so I'm excited for these pictures, you know? I mean, I'm not nervous, but I've never, like, had someone tell me how to pose or like any of that stuff, because I'm used to taking my own pictures for Instagram and stuff and whatnot. So it's gonna be different now that I'm not, because somebody's gonna be taking pictures of me that I don't really know that well. Not saying like that I won't be comfortable with them, but it's gonna be new. And I hope I position myself right, because I don't wanna be like embarrassed if I do it wrong. Like, I think that's why I'm a little nervous, is because like, I'm not used to being told what position to go in, so I feel like I'm gonna do it wrong, and they're gonna be like, no, and I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry. But other than that, I think it's gonna go well. I think it'll go well regardless, as long as I don't fall into the lake, because I'm taking my pictures in the lake, like standing in the lake, so I hope I don't slip or anything, because I will literally cry, because my hair's curly naturally. So if I fall in that water, my hair is gonna be crazy and I won't be able to take my photos. So pray for me, guys, because if they turn out scary because I fell in the lake, I'm just gonna give up on seeing your photos, I guess. Is somebody coming? Oh, I'm so stupid. I looked out my window and I thought somebody was walking into my house, but it was just a rock that looked like it had blonde hair. Well, it didn't. Okay, I sound crazy now. Disregard what I just said. But yeah, I feel like I'm going on and on about like nothing that you guys care about. But I guess I don't really care, because I have nothing better to talk about. And like, I need content. I need to be more consistent with my podcast, because I'm not. Like, I literally will make one time and then not make another one for 3 months and not make another one for a month and then be like, hey, maybe I'll talk to you guys next week. Nope, it's been 3 months. But sorry, I keep sounding congested. I don't know what it is, or if there's like, I don't know. But I keep getting congested, and it's really weird. I'm not sick though, so don't worry. But yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. So I mean, it's been about, I don't know, almost 20 something minutes. I honestly might end the podcast here, because I'm being literal when I say I have nothing else exciting to talk about. I've literally run my mouth dry because I don't have anything else new, really. Hopefully, I will next week, but Who knows? I could end up being 3 months, just like last time. But you never know. I mean, be lucky and grateful that I'm making one now. It's been like a little bit more than a week, but that's better than nothing. So I'm gonna end the podcast here. It's about like, I don't know, 25 minutes. I don't know. I'm not keeping too much time track, but yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Sorry if it was a little boring and that I went on and on about stuff. Maybe it was exciting, maybe it was enjoyable, who knows? But I appreciate if you're here till the end, and then if you're hearing this out, this outro, that's what it's called, I guess. So yeah, I appreciate you guys listening, and I hope that you guys come back for another episode whenever that will be made, because who knows? I don't want to promise anything, but yeah, I will talk to you guys next time on the next podcast of Coffee Break with Mel.